I was very encouraged by a move which I saw, which was made by the Education Ministry over the last few days. An article ran in the Jerusalem Post: Ministry proposes mandatory school trips to Jerusalem. Based on the new Education Ministry data that shows up to 50% of the country's pupils do not visit Yerushalayim during the course of their studies. Recently appointed Director General of the Education Ministry, Dr. Shimshon Shoshani, has begun an initiative that will require all elementary and high school pupils to visit the nation's capital at least once. Dr. Shoshani, whose appointment by the Education Minister, will head to the Cabinet for approval on Monday, said the plan was aimed at deepening, quote, the Jewish, Zionist, and democratic values of the pupils. He added that while the first step was the decision itself, it would be followed with a detailed program that would include visits to historical sites such as the Kotel HaMa'aravi, Givat HaTachmoshet Ammunition Hill, and Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum. Children will also visit the national institutions such as the Knesset and the Supreme Court. As part of the initiative, pupils will visit Yerushalayim once while in elementary school, and then again at some point during high school. Within the education system, said the education minister, values are of the utmost importance. And with that comes the need to strengthen the bond students have with the capital. I was very happy to read about this move made by the education ministry, but I would venture to say that when it comes to Jewish students, Jewish pupils who really represent the Jewish future, the need to strengthen the bond is not only with the capital of Yerushalayim, but it's far beyond. It's the need to strengthen the bond with the capital, with the land, and most importantly, with their people. Something which unfortunately over the last few years has been lost and certainly laid to the wayside. Baruch Hashem, it's being brought to the forefront of attention in Eretz Yisrael. This week's Parsha of Emor is specified instructions to the Kohanim. But in truth, these instructions are reflective not only to the Kohanim, but to Am Yisrael at large. And there's a particularly poignant message which reveals itself in this week's Parsha, and I think which demonstrates the importance of the move made by the educational ministry. In Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Chet, after introducing a certain amount of boundaries to the Kohanim, the Torah all of a sudden introduces, V'kidashto, ki et lechem Elohecha hu makriv kadosh yeloch, ki kadosh ani Hashem mikadishchem. The Torah says, you, the Kohanim, should sanctify, be holy, because you have the opportunity to offer the lechem Elokecha, the korbanot, the sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, what exactly does this refer to, v'kidashto? How can the Kohanim sanctify themselves any more than Am Yisrael themselves are expected to be sanctified? Says the Gemara in Gittin with the following comment. The Mishnah clearly paskins in Gittin on Daf Nun Tet Amid Aleph that Mibnei Darkei Shalom, to preserve peace in Am Yisrael, Kohen Kore Rishon V'achrav Levi V'acharav Yisrael. When there's Aliyot to the Torah, a Kohen always takes first priority. He is always given the first Aliyah. Says the Gemara, Minohani Mili, how do I know that it is so important that a Kohen goes first, that a Levi goes second, and the Yisrael third? Rab Chiya bar Ava Amar Mehocha. From this pasuk that I just read to you a few moments ago, V'kidashto Ki et lechem elokecha hu makriv kodesh. Says Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, lechol davar shebekdusha. V'kidashto means that a Kohen is meant to hold his status, his stature, in anything with regards to spirituality or to religious service. V'kidashto, liftoach rishon, ulevorech rishon, v'litol mone yofe rishon. The Kohen is called to the Torah first. The Kohen is given first rights to be mevorech in a zimun, birkat hamazon, graced after meals, before anyone else, and he takes the best portion of the korban before anyone else has rights to do so. The Gemara demonstrates clearly that there is a hierarchy amongst Am Yisrael. The Kohanim come first. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is, or that we have to understand, is why? Why are the Kohanim given these rights? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot says, "Shetivanu lechabed zera aharon." The Rambam counts this mitzvah as one of the mitzvot in the Torah. We are obligated to respect and to honor the lineage of Aaron HaKohen. Kula agdula le'el yitale v'yitbarech shmo v'kidashto ki et lechem elokecha hu makriv. We have to appreciate their greatness and their service to Hashem. V'kidashto l'chol davar shebekdusha. What the Rambam is describing to us, Rabotai, is that the Kohen is representative, be'etzem, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He embodies ruchniut. He values spirituality. He represents what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to us in this world, to the extent that he is not allowed to forego his kavod. He is not allowed to be mochel, to excuse the respect which is owed to him. Why? Because it's not his. He is representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tosefta says, "Im rotzo lirchotz im acherim arishut biyado." If a Kohen wants to bathe with other people and remove his clothing, he's allowed to. Rabbi Shua Omer, "Af im rotzo lirchotz im acherim ein shomin lo." No, Rabbi Shua argues, if a Kohen decides that he wants to bathe and remove his clothing with other people, he's not allowed to. Why? Shne'emar v'kidashto. This pasuk in Parshat Emor. The Meshech Chochma explains that the Tosefta is paskening a halacha. There is reshut. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to bathe with other people, but only with other Kohanim. However, with the rest of Klal Yisrael, it is usher. It's prohibited for a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol to bathe with other people. Why? Because he must maintain the level of Kedusha, this level, this attribute of holiness, because he represents the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explained that this directive of the Kidashto is meant to maintain a certain standard amongst the legacy of the Jewish people. It's not limited to the Kohanim, that the Kohanim are expected to maintain and uphold the name Kohen, but every Jew, says Rav Soloveitchik, is obligated to preserve Yichus, a legacy, the history and story of their generation, based on this pasuk v'kidashto. A Jew ultimately maintains his family's name and his family's legacy based on how much he preserves spirituality. Says Rav Soloveitchik, how tragic it is that children today forget about the importance, the greatness of the opportunity to be called a Kohen, a Levi. But I would venture to say that if Rav Soloveitchik lived during our times, he would add one more word. how tragic it is that students living in Eretz Yisrael forget the value, the greatness, the opportunity they have to be called not only Kohanim and Levim, but to be called Yisraelim, to be called Yisrael, to embrace the Jewish people, to relate to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel, and to be a part of writing its history. How tragic the circumstances are that 50% of our students in Eretz Yisrael have not visited or do not visit Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. It is a statement that we have forgotten what the word V'kidashto, to sanctify, based on preservation and the opportunity that it lots itself to us to be a part of a great nation and to be connected to our great land. Yehi Ratzon in Mirtz Hashem, as a result of this move, both of the education ministry, to be only one move in the direction of appreciating the tzivoy, the commandment of Emor El HaKohanim. This Emor El HaKohanim B'kidashto, sanctify yourselves. We say it to the Kohanim, but the Torah means to direct it to all of us. It is so important that we say it to ourselves. And when we say it to ourselves, we differentiate ourselves between the rest of the world, and we embrace our holy cities and our holy institutions and the articles that play such a vital role in our preservation. By maintaining that dignity, we will truly be zoche as one to say that we have accomplished understanding and becoming Mamlechet Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. Shabbat Shalom.